I've been thinking about, do we always want to have a place of honor? Did you ever think about in your life you wanted to be in a place of honor? Well, I got to thinking about the Olympics. You know, the Olympics, they always have a gold medal, a silver medal, and a bronze medal. And they take the ones that won, like the gold medal, and they put them up on the platform, and then they put the other ones to their side. That becomes a place of honor. A question for all of us, how many of us want to be first? Do we want to finish the race first? You want to be the first one to read a book in school so you can give a book report? What do you want to be first at? I want to think about how many of us like to have the best place, such as the best seat at a movie, or when we're watching television, or maybe you want to sit by the window in the car rather than in the middle. When I was growing up, we called that, you're going to ride shotgun. Well, what other best places do you like? Have anyone ever divided a candy bar with you, so to speak, and share with you? And gave you and they broke it? One side was bigger than the other and they give you the big side? Well, there's a story in the Bible about two of Jesus' disciples. Their name was James and John. They came to Jesus and they said, Lord, can we sit at the place of honor in heaven? They wanted to sit next to Jesus, one on the right, one on the left. So how do you think the other disciples felt about that? You know, there was 10 others. That's right. They were upset. And Jesus told them that whoever wanted to be the greatest must be a servant. By that he meant that they should serve and to be able to be more concerned with helping others than having the best place to sit at. That lesson is still true for us today, especially people out helping people that have been affected by the hurricane and the tornadoes and all of that. We just need to go out and serve and help others. It's true for adults in that sense, but it's also true for all of the young people in this world, because Jesus still wants us to think about other people rather than always trying to be first or having the best place. Children and youth have a very important part in helping others too. So I want you to think about all of that when you're going out and helping people, or somebody asks you to help people and you remember, oh, I want to be the first one, or I want to do this, and I want to hold the shovel, or I want to hold, you know, same old stuff that we all like to do because it's human nature. But the most important thing, if you are doing your best, helping and serving others, you already have the best place in the hearts and the mind of God. Thank you, Father, for loving us and helping us to remember and think about other people instead of always trying to be best. And thank you for the young people in our country, Lord, and we know that they have a great future ahead for them, and we want to be able to help them and guide them and strengthen them with biblical and Christian principles of life.